This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren.
Thank you for joining our podcast today. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. Over the last few podcasts, we've been discussing some principles that we can find in the Bible, which will help us to make better decisions. So far in this series of podcasts, we've discussed the principle of doubt. And the idea is if an action is something that we doubt to be right, then it's probably best not to engage in that action. Then, of course, there's also the principle of love. And the emphasis of that principle is to look to others, to look to God, to know that we love God and we love others. And that's why we put ourselves last. And if anything that we do would, in fact, go against that principle of loving God or loving others, then that's probably not the best thing to be doing for the decision-making process. Last time, we discussed the principle of prayer. Quite simply, can I pray for God's blessing on the action that I'm about to do, on the thing that I'm about to engage in? And today, we're brought to the principle of rightness. In the book of 1 Thessalonians at chapter 5 and verse 21, the writer says, "Test all things, hold fast what is good, avoid the very appearance of evil." It's interesting, the verse break there might be just a little bit unfortunate, because the writer, Paul, says, test all things, put it to the standard, make sure that what you are doing is in accordance with the Word of God. And he then gives us the solutions to our test. If it is right with the Word of God, cling to it. Hold fast what is good. The proverb writer declared, buy the truth and sell it not. But what about those things that aren't good? Those things that aren't right? Well, the first part of the next verse says, avoid the very appearance of evil, or abstain from the very appearance of evil. In Colossians 3 at verse 17, the writer says, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This principle of rightness is simply a matter of looking to the book. When we're faced with a dilemma, we're faced with something that we cannot figure out what we should do, the one step needs to be compare it to the Word of God. And if the Word of God says it's okay or approves of it, hold fast to it. But if it doesn't, then of course we avoid it at all cost. Some things in the Bible are explicitly condemned, prohibited by Scripture. Murder, lying, rape. There's other things that we face every day that have to be reasoned on the basis of Scripture. That's the idea of Colossians 3 at verse 17. The Bible nowhere says that abortion is wrong, but abortion violates the principle of the value of life. And in essence, it is indeed murder. Some would say the Bible never tells us that certain types of dancing are wrong. Certainly, erotic dancing and other things become questionable. Well, there's some principles about lasciviousness and what we're involved in and how these principles come across that help us to answer these questions. And then, of course, some might say, well, the Bible doesn't say there's anything wrong with gambling. But there's a principle of not taking advantage of someone else. The only way to win in gambling is, of course, at somebody else's loss. And so there's a principle that is defied there, that we wouldn't want to wish ill on anyone else in order to have our own personal gain, which is essentially what gambling is. There's a biblical principle that becomes defied. Interestingly, when Paul lists the various aspects of the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, he says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and so forth. The latter part of Galatians 5, 23 says, against such there is no law. Practicing what is right and good and holy and approved in Scripture does not hurt us. some things would hurt us. But practicing and exercising the fruit of the Spirit in our lives is not against the law. That's something that would be good. So as Christians, we want to resolve to speak where the Bible speaks, and indeed be silent where the Bible is silent, looking for biblical authority, and this principle of rightness will help us to better make decisions in our lives. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor.